from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, July 21st. Coming up, prisons often provide a variety of job training programs. Now one is turning to beekeeping. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for stricter ethics measures as the Democratic incumbent mounts his reelection campaign. Pritzker tells public radio station WBEZ the measure Democratic lawmakers approved this spring does not go far enough. In particular, he wants to see lawmakers wait longer before they're allowed to become registered lobbyists.
This is something that's very important to me. Do I think the legislature has done enough? No. But I think if you asked every member of the legislature, they would agree that more needs to be done.
Pritzker also says any lawmaker who's indicted should resign or be removed from office. Federal prosecutors have charged several Springfield lobbyists, lawmakers, and executives in a sprawling corruption probe. It's involved Commonwealth Edison, a red light camera company, and associates of former House Speaker Michael Madigan, who has not been charged. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says Congress needs to get the National Guard reimbursed for the $500 million it spent responding to the January 6th insurrection on Capitol Hill. Duckworth says it does a disservice to service members and states to allow the issue to fester.
I mean, we spent all this time thanking them for their service, and yet we can't bother to pay them simply because one half of the United States Senate decided that January 6th didn't happen and don't refuse to acknowledge that. It's obscene.
The Illinois National Guard says it will be forced to ground aircraft, furlough civilian employees, and suspend training exercises if $31 million in reimbursements don't come through by the end of this month. Money swept from other accounts funded the deployments, but federal law requires that money to be repaid by August. The Urbana Park District culled more than 100 geese at Crystal Lake Park last year. In June, a subdivision in Urbana did the same. As Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Farah Anderson reports, local activists and researchers are promoting non-lethal methods to control the geese.
An overabundance of geese can cause erosion, poor water quality, excess noise, and public health concerns from feces, according to the Urbana Park District. But some say there are better ways of dealing with overpopulation. Michael Ward, a professor who studies birds at the University of Illinois, says that growing grass tall around ponds is the best way to keep geese out.
So it's all about habitat management, you know, creating natural landscapes within these parks. Natural habitat will help mitigate much of the issues that we see.
The Urbana Park District recently wrote on their website that Crystal Lake Park is being renovated this year and will include using habitat management to deter geese. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign public health officials reported 35 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The number of active cases has been rising since late June, when the county saw an all-time low of 43 active cases. There are now 167. Five county residents remain hospitalized with the virus. The death toll from COVID-19 in Champaign County is unchanged at 157. The University of Illinois reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 from testing conducted Monday, the greatest one-day number reported since early May. Still to come, we'll learn why one Midwest prison is teaching inmates life skills through beekeeping. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Many people in prison learn trades, like cooking or landscaping. It helps prepare them for life after they're released. As Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, some prisons are doing something different. They're training inmates to work with bees.
Clarinda Correctional Facility in southwest Iowa has 3 large gardens. Daryl's an inmate here, and he pulls something out to harvest.
Wow, look at that. Never in life would I ever think that. I only thought carrots were yellow and orange.
Daryl's seeing a black carrot for the very first time. The prison only lets first names be used. Daryl and about a dozen other inmates at the medium security prison are enrolled in an apprenticeship teaching inmates gardening, landscaping, and conservation. The real attraction, though, is beekeeping. Daryl, Jacob, and Clinton are dressed head to toe in baggy white protective suits with mesh beekeeper's hats to protect their faces from a 500,000 bees.
Want to start with this hive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to find the queen?
Yeah, we can.
They're not harvesting honey. They're just checking on the bees. They pump smoke into the air to calm them.
So we just kind of smoke them down a little bit to kind of get them off the frame.
They're lifting frames out of a white beehive, kind of like pulling files out of a filing cabinet.
I'll just get it over there. Whoa, heavy.
They're looking for the queen bee to make sure she's healthy.
Okay.
But on some of the honeycomb-filled frames, they see the tasty reward they work for.
There you go. That.
That's all honey right there.
Of honey.
That shiny is nectar.
They'll likely harvest the honey in August. The prison brands it as Bee Haven honey. It'll keep some of the honey and give some away to local food pantries. Correctional Officer Gerald Nelson teaches beekeeping at Clarinda. He says a lot of guys are nervous to get near the bees when they first start, but they learn how to be calm and how to work together.
One of the first things I did when we first started is take the guys down. Okay, now reach down and grab a bee and pick it up and not hurt it.
Clarinda got its first bees in 2018, and it's one of the more popular programs. It's also popular in other places. Prisons in Missouri and Washington also offer beekeeping programs. Besides learning a new trade, inmates take away some psychological benefits: responsibility, accountability, and problem solving.
There's a number of them that we've had leave here, and when they earn my respect, they've done a real good job.
One of those people is Newt Wright. He was in prison when the beekeeping program got started. Now he has a hive at his family farm about an hour northwest of Clarinda. He had two hives, but one didn't make it through the winter.
And I had to get a new queen put in here. But this hive's doing pretty good still.
The prison mailed him a beekeeping suit after he was released. That's something they offer for others enrolled in the program. Wright says beekeeping is like having 50,000 pets to care for.
Then these little guys like count on me to make sure that I keep them healthy, and if they have mites or something, I need to get them treated with some medicine.
Wright says beekeeping taught him how to work well with others. And there's research that prison animal programs help reduce fights, antisocial behaviors, and the chances of coming back to prison. That's something Philip Tedeschi has studied. He's a clinical professor at University of Denver's Graduate School of Social Work. He says animal programs put a person's empathy to work.
And empathy is also closely connected to the commission of crime, particularly violent crime, is that when somebody has stronger capacity for empathy, they're less likely to engage in harmful behaviors towards others.
Tedeschi's primarily studied programs where inmates work and live with dogs, but he says there's a parallel to bees. In both, inmates learn to care for animals, and that can change their experience in prison and life for the better. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see hazy sunshine today with a high of 82 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Tony Arnold, Farrah Anderson, and Katie Pikus. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.